No reason to panic. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 75, volume number 3, The Quiet, Unstoppable Power of Compounding, inside today's Daily Journal. Essay: No reason to panic. Loading up on leverage venture, global finds its groove, no surprise. Inflation is back. Chart of the day: British American Tobacco, BTI. Today's mailbag editor's note: last month, Porter & Company partnered with Emmett Savage and his team at MyWallC, providing access to Emmett's two main services, Profit and Nova, and the results have been remarkable. The three most recent stocks recommended in Profit, for example, have delivered an average return of 35% over 3 weeks. Today, Porter turns the journal over to Emmett one last time to reflect on his investment philosophy. Here is Emmett Savage from MyWallST. My investing strategy has been forged over 30 years, in which I've seen one lost decade, two bubbles, three major stock market crashes, countless corrections, and incessant warnings, naysayers, doubters, and talking heads calling for the end of days. Despite all that, the second half of my investing career has included one of the most enduring bull runs we've been lucky enough to experience. Year after year, I've been buying companies I believe in, rain or shine, red days or green, and am now at a point where I am proud to say I have created generational wealth for myself and my family, and my readers. Throughout that time, the one constant I have been able to rely on is my temperament. When you sit at a screen during a period of intense market volatility, the urge to do something is overpowering. The financial media feeds you a non-stop loop of panic. During these times, a voice in your head whispers, "Pull your money out, sit on the sidelines, and wait for the dust to settle." It sounds logical. It sounds safe. But history tells a completely different story. Timing the market is not only impossible, it is one of the most costly mistakes an investor can make. Decades of experience through all market cycles have made me realize that doing nothing is a superpower. And the data backs it up. If you look back over the past 30 years, missing just the 10 best days of the market would have cut your total returns in half. If you missed the 30 best days, your returns would have been slashed by an incredible 84%. In practice, avoiding the market's bad days almost always means missing out on its greatest highs. According to historical data compiled by Hartford Funds, an astonishing 76% of the stock market's best days have occurred during a bear market or during the first 2 months of a bull market. Think about what that means. The very moments when the market feels the most terrifying, unpredictable, and volatile are exactly when it stages its most explosive recoveries. If you panic and retreat to cash, you aren't protecting your wealth, you're locking in your losses and locking yourself out of the rebound. True investing is about giving your money the time it needs to grow. When you remain fully invested through all market cycles, your returns begin to generate their own returns. That is the real magic. That is the quiet, unstoppable power of compounding. But compounding demands an uninterrupted timeline. Every time you jump in and out of the market, you reset the clock and destroy that momentum. The market will always give you a reason to be afraid. There will always be a new geopolitical crisis, an economic downturn, or a terrifying headline. Our partnership with Porter & Company launched in the middle of war in Iran and one of history's greatest energy shocks. There was a very real temptation to postpone until we hit calmer waters, but that would have gone against everything that got me to this point. Forging ahead rewarded subscribers with incredible returns out of the gate, with our three latest additions to Profit delivering an average return of 35% in less than 3 weeks. Our top three performers in Nova surpassed that with an incredible 49% average return since April 1st. I'm acutely aware that these aren't normal market conditions, but I'm just as aware that hesitation and market timing could have led to our subscribers missing out on these gains. The secret to creating generational wealth isn't a flawless economic forecast, it's the discipline to be patient. Stop trying to time the market, maximize your time in the market. Stay the course, ride out the volatility, and let compounding do the heavy lifting. 30 years from now, you and your family will be profoundly glad you did. Just take it from those who have already made the plunge. I am so pleased with Profit. Thank you for helping me gain access to this dynamic investment opportunity. I am up 12% in 2 weeks, and have covered my lifetime subscription fee by time and a half. Charles G. With 3 closed winners and 10 open winners, I am currently up $5,908.19. So at the moment I've covered my $4,000 lifetime subscription and I didn't invest all that much money. Since it was Porter recommending these guys, I chose the lifetime subscription. A great choice. Keith M. I'm up 15% since 4/16 with the Profit portfolio. Lee B. I have recouped my subscription fee in the first weeks of following the recommendations of Profit. I am very curious to see the results moving forward. Thank you for bringing this very interesting research to us. Lori C. Emmett Savage, MyWall ST Editor's Note. The partnership with MyWall ST officially closed last week, but because of its tremendous popularity with readers, as shown by the testimonials above, we have reopened access to Profit and Nova for a limited time. Click here to get the details. Tell us what you think of today's journal. PorterStansberryDirect@gmail.com presented by Crowdability. The SpaceX text message you were never supposed to see. A Wall Street insider just revealed that the SpaceX IPO may be coming sooner than expected. Here's how to get pre-IPO exposure before the frenzy starts. Use this four-letter ticker symbol and just $50. Right pointing finger emoji. Watch now and get the ticker now, free. Editor's note. Keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Crowdability is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. Three things to know before we go. 1. Investors load up on leverage. The average investor is using a record 86% of the available margin debt in their brokerage accounts, up from 60% in the last decade. Meanwhile, the assets under management in leveraged exchange-traded funds, ETF, have soared to a new all-time high of $38 billion, up fourfold since 2024. The rampant use of leverage puts the market at risk of a violent unwind, as falling prices could cause a cascade of margin calls and force stock sales. 2. Venture Global raises guidance by 50%. Complete investor recommendation. Venture Global, VG, just delivered one of the cleanest beats of LNG earnings season. The liquefied natural gas, LNG, exporter reported Q1 earnings per share of 19 cents, blowing past the 12 cents estimate, with revenue up 59% to $4.6 billion as exports surged 111%. Management raised full-year earnings guidance by 50%. This is what happens when the build cycle hits the cash flow cycle during the strongest global LNG demand environment in history. 3. Inflation jumps to a near three-year high on rising energy prices. This morning, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, reported its Consumer Price Index, CPI, rose 0.6% in April and 3.8% year-over-year, YI, the biggest annual increase since May 2023, and above the 3.7% economists expected. Energy accounted for more than 40% of the gain, with gasoline up 5.4% on the month and 28.4% from a year ago. With inflation well above the Fed's 2% target, hopes of a 2026 rate cut are effectively dead. Chart of the day. British American Tobacco, BTI. The Complete Investor Team recommended British American Tobacco, BTI, in March 2025, seeing it as a leader in the growing trend of smokeless products and nicotine pouches. The premise has held. BTI shares are up 63% since that recommendation just over a year ago. Mailbag SpaceX IPO. Cameron D. writes, as SpaceX's IPO is coming at the end of June, what is the best move now to get ahead of the IPO? How does the IPO work? When will the ticker symbol be available to the public, and what is the best strategy at the opening bell? Porter & Company comment, to learn more about the opportunity from our partner Crowdability, which is offering pre-IPO access to SpaceX, click here. I love reading you. Tommy P. writes, dear Porter, I will be quick. I'm going to be 65 this year. I started reading about stocks just a few years ago. Of all the reading I do, I love reading you the most. Your knowledge amazes me. I love watching your videos even more. I just want to say thank you for sharing and for your insight into everything. Intelligence like yours is rare, and I just hope you don't plan on retiring anytime soon. You are the best. Porter comment, Tommy, many thanks for your kind note. And no, no plans to retire. At 53, I have three sons, 18, 15, and 4. My wife and I are expecting our first daughter in June. That's a lot to keep working for. If you haven't yet, I hope you'll check out my two new books on Amazon, 2029, The End of America and Warren's Mistakes. Why can't the U.S. produce helium? Linda T. writes, if Qatar can produce all this helium, why can't the U.S. produce it? We have all these companies that export LNG. So what is the difference? From what I can glean, it is a byproduct of natural gas. Porter comment. Correct, helium is produced as a byproduct of natural gas by a handful of large industrial gas companies. The biggest is ExxonMobil, XOM. It operates the Chute Creek gas plant at LaBarge, Wyoming, which is the largest single helium source in the U.S., producing about 1.4 billion cubic feet of liquefied helium per year, roughly 20% of global supply. In 2025, Lind, L-I-N, a British-based global air products company, announced a new world-scale helium storage cavern in Beaumont, Texas, with a capacity of more than 3 billion cubic feet. It is one of only three dedicated helium salt caverns in the world. The question isn't whether or not America can produce enough gas for the world, it is at what price. The other big problem is distribution to Asia, where helium is a key component of semiconductor manufacturing. Porter & Company market snapshot price yesterday's return year-to-date return S&P 500 index $7,412.84 0.20% 8.7% gold per ounce, $4,736.17 0.86% 8.8% Bitcoin, $81,805 1.35% minus 7.9% oil, West Texas Intermediate, per barrel $98.07 minus 0.12% 76.3% Berkshire Hathaway, BRK, $721,000 0.50% minus 4.5% Porter's Permanent Portfolio, 0.45% minus 0.1%, the better than Berkshire Index, minus 0.17% minus 1.0% total return annual return Porter & Company's top ranked 32% 14% yield yesterday's change year to date U.S. Treasury 30 year yield 4.99% 5 basis points 14 basis points prices as of 4 p.m. ET May 11, 2026 BPS equals basis points or 0.01%. A complete investor risk rating of 1 is defined as a low risk, high allocation security, while positions rated closer to a 5 or higher risk. Porter & Company's top-ranked positions include those rated either 1 or 2 in complete investor portfolio. Porter & Company top positions publication, ticker description total return complete. Investor BWXT BWX, Technologies 269% Tech Frontiers Cure Unicure, 237% complete investor BTC/USD Bitcoin, 203% Tech Frontiers SGMT Sagimet Biosciences, 143% Tech Frontiers Cure Unicure, 131% Tech Frontiers Roivant Sciences, 128% Complete Investor Prime Minister Philip Morris, 126% Tech Frontiers TGTX TG Therapeutics, 123% Distressed Investing HLF Herbalife, 102% Distressed Investing P10 Peloton Interactive 98% prices as of 4 p.m. ET May 11, 2026. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current recommendations page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current recommendations, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.